Be in Denver. Grateful for this opportunity from Father Greg to be able to be with you and preach today. As he said, I come from Minnesota. We really hang on to our O's in Minnesota. I've already noticed some differences here in Colorado. You have a little more elevation than us. We have the lakes, so we have a lot of natural beauty, but certainly you have the heights. In Minnesota, I think the tallest elevation is the Mall of America, which is really this pinnacle of consumerism and profit, like we heard about in some of the readings today. But it's great to be in Denver. When I flew in on Friday, I just had this sense of being with one of our beloved saints. And I believe he's a patron of Denver, Pope St. John Paul II. Pope St. John Paul II was a hero of mine, and you probably know that he visited Denver in 1993 when he was here at World Youth Day. I believe that was a defining moment for this area and for our country. That when the Holy Father, Pope St. John Paul II, came here to meet with young people, he lit a fire. Some of the words that he spoke to the young people over 30 years ago still burn here in this archdiocese. I wanted to quote a few of them to you. This is what St. John Paul II said to young people. It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else you find satisfies you. Isn't that the truth? That there's a deep longing, there's a deep dissatisfaction in our hearts, and we yearn for happiness. And St. John Paul II saying to young people, Jesus is the source. Jesus is the answer. Another time he said, the greatest deception of all time is the illusion of finding happiness, finding life by excluding God. That's the biggest deception, the biggest lie that's ever been told, that we could have happiness, life, fulfillment without the one who created us and who knows us and loves us. Another one of my favorite quotes of his, he says, Jesus Christ is the answer to the question that is posed by every human life. Did you know that? That your life poses a question mark? Just our existence, our yearnings, our longings, were a big question mark. And the saint said, Jesus is the answer to that question, that each of us longs to be loved, fulfilled. Each of us longs to be in communion and held. Father Greg alluded at the beginning of our Mass today, there's darkness. There's sorrow in this valley of tears that you and I live in. From Littleton to Minneapolis to Gaza to Ukraine. But not just in these big ways, but in the small ways that every human heart longs for something. Something bigger, something greater than can fulfill us just on our own. So what do we do in the face of that darkness? Where do we turn? St. John Paul II says, it's Jesus. It's Jesus that's the answer. Certainly, we strive to have good politics and good education, and we strive towards the good things of this world. But if Jesus is not at the center, then this question will never be solved. And I take confidence in St. Paul today. I'm going to preach mostly on his letter to St. Timothy today. St. Paul, a man transformed by the gospel, a man who came to know his own sinfulness, And the life that he now lives, he says to the Galatians, I live not on my own, but on the faith that Jesus Christ has given. And then he writes here to Timothy today, and he writes to us, God our Savior wills everyone, who? Everyone, to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. And then he gives this big thesis, the gospel, the kerygma. For there is one God, and there is also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. He paid the price. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I'm speaking the truth. I'm not lying. The kids today, they'd say, no cap. This is the truth. Our missionaries keep me young. They teach me this new slang. No cap. This is the truth. I'm not lying. That there is this great divide between us and God. But thanks be to God that he sent us a mediator. He sent us one who can rescue us, who can pay the price, the ransom for my soul and for your soul. Brothers and sisters, this is the perennial good news of the church. And it needs to be proclaimed in every generation, not just at Mile High Stadium in 1993, but here, today, and tomorrow to your kids and your grandkids. It was preached to me over 30 years ago. When I was a middle school student in Southern Ohio, I had missionaries, just like these blue shirts here. Where are my blue shirts at? Can I hear you? There we go. These are your missionaries this year. Missionaries just like them came to my parish. I was a middle school student. They came to my school. I was a good kid. I went to Mass. But they lived a life differently than I'd ever seen lived before. And they were just a little bit older than me. So that was cool. I'd never seen older peers talking about Jesus, living for Jesus, as if he were a real person, like if he were standing right here beside me. They talked about a relationship with Jesus that I'd never really seen lived out. Or at least not in people who are around my age. And that had a profound impact on me. We hosted them in my house. I got to know some of the missionaries. I went on some more retreats. I go to college. I'm trying to find myself, searching for answers. Eventually, you know where it leads. The Lord got a hold of me. But before I became a priest, he said, I want you to be a missionary. I want you to give what you've received. So 20 years ago, I left my hometown. I moved to Minnesota. I learned how to talk like a Minnesotan, learned all those things. I became a missionary, and I came on staff with NET, and all that longing and yearning of my heart was fulfilled in Jesus. I wanted to give him everything, so I became a priest of St. Paul. And then just last year, the Archbishop of our diocese gave me back to NET. So I can come and do things like this. I can come and support our missionaries. And brothers and sisters, my life and my story is not unique. That a life that has received Jesus wants to give Jesus. One that has been transformed by Christ wants to go and to do it for others. I actually got to see Pope St. John Paul II, not in 1993, but in 2002. I was a freshman in college. I went to World Youth Day in Toronto, Canada. So I got to see this saint in the flesh. He's this one that I'd heard about, I'd seen on television and the newspapers. And my knees got trembling when he was in front of me. And the theme for that World Youth Day, it was his last one before he died in 2005. The theme for World Youth Day 2002 was the name of your parish. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. in his Polish thick accent, you know, in English, "You are the light of the world." It's my best JP2. He said that to us because Jesus said it. I mean, your parish name is probably after John's gospel when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." But then in Matthew's gospel, and would you believe it, today is the feast of St. Matthew, an evangelist, an apostle, who was transformed a tax collector into an evangelist. And in Matthew's gospel, chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, that's Jesus' message. "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." We don't put a candle under a bushel basket, but we put it on a lampstand so that it can enlighten the whole house. And I believe that's what the Lord's doing here at your parish. He's done it for actually some time. And now I believe today is a new chapter. That we're going to have these missionaries here for the next 3 years. They're going to be proclaiming the gospel. They're not coming to replace what you're already doing. They're coming to augment it. They're coming to be in your families, in your homes, with your kids and your grandkids. They're showing you and your sons and daughters a witness of a life lived for Jesus. A life that is salt, a life that is light, that can't be hidden, but must be shared. You know, I said there's a lot of darkness, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of sorrow in the world. Mother Teresa said, well, we can do one of two things. We can curse the darkness, or we can light a candle. I want you to light a candle with me. These missionaries are going to introduce themselves at the end of Mass and in the vestibule after Mass. I want you to get to know them because the candles that they're going to light, you're going to light with them. That this light of the world parish would continually be a beacon for the world. Brothers and sisters, let's do it. Father Greg said, Jesus is the one mediator, but he uses us as mediators to one another. So let's, who have received Jesus, be Jesus and give him away.